Hello, Podlers. I hope you are well. Who's excited for a brand new edition of the podcast?
Yay.
Oh, enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is now 6:37 on your Tuesday morning. The perfect time to give away some merch.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat.
And encourage you to sing for your bin. I think it's fair to say that many of the on-air voices here at Absolute Radio are obsessed with bins.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
And I'm one of the main offenders when it comes to that. That's why our merch is a bin sticker, a sticker of my face and a QR code that lets you listen to Absolute Radio that you can put on the side of your wheelie bin, helping me advertise a show and helping you become the envy of your neighbours. Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned on the show yesterday that I've been going through my camera roll on my phone, deleting a load of pictures. I went down from something like 15,000 pictures to like 11,000 or something.
Did you stumble across the guy on horseback with one of the wheelie bins?
Yeah, keep safe.
He's great. You can't delete that.
Stick him in my favourites. Duplicate. The whole thing. But I realised when the obsession with bins started.
Oh.
And it was back in 2014, where amongst all of the pictures of me hanging out with Will I Am or whatever I was doing at the time, there's a picture of a bin store that I'm particularly envious of. And it just sits there in my camera roll. And I took a picture and I thought, I like that. And at the time, I was probably too young to, you know, really, all jokes aside, I wasn't like five, but I was too young to really care about bins. Yeah. But I think that was where the seed was planted that day.
You started looking at them differently, in a different way.
So I've had it printed out. It's hanging in the hall. It's a very nice picture of a bin store. Anyway, if you would like to win a bin sticker, you're going to come on air and you are going to sing for your bin. Effectively, I'm going to play you a song we love here at the station, and then it's going to drop into silence and you start singing. And today we have what can only be described as a belter, because we bring you Van Halen and Jump. Over to you. But who are you? I need you to text your name right now to 81215. Just your name, send it along to 81215, and you could sing for your bin next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Keep the heat in your home with Knauf Loft Insulation Rolls, available in different sizes to suit your project.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Sorry, I've just got to pause the song midway through. I know I shouldn't do that. It breaks all kinds of law of radio. And I'm sorry to the band or artist you are joining across the network, but no one's texting in for Sing For Your Bin.
Right.
And I thought Van Halen was a Stonewall winning choice. Yeah. Everyone wants to do Jump on the
And we'll even do the backup Jump afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. We're here for you. We're all in this together. Text your name to 81215. Text your name to 81215. This is some exclusive 2023 Breakfast Show merch we're playing for you, people. Don't make me pause the songs again. One text into the show says, that was dirty DJing, Berry. Honestly, our friends at Radio Today can write 1,000 words on that, can't they?
He paused it. Across all
paused the song across the network.
All the different platforms, they all paused.
I'm not going to lie, I'm surprised we're still on air.
I can't believe it didn't crash the system.
Well done, Tech. I feel like Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon, where he just starts tapping things, just hoping that they'll start working again, you know what I mean? Okay, here we go.
Oh, my old man's a dustman.
Well, it was crazy, but it worked. Yeah. Like many of the great ideas, right?
Wow, I want more of it, please.
We had many people enter. Thank you ever so much for doing so. But top of the pile this morning, in Hull and a fan of Absolute Radio 90s, we have Jamie. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. Morning.
Welcome to the show, my friend. Lovely stuff. So you're playing for the breakfast show merch and probably praying for it as well. I know you want it on your wheelie bin. I'm going to start the song. We've got Van Halen and Jump, and then you just sing for your bin. Are you ready, Jamie?
I certainly am.
Okay, here we go.
Jump!
Jump.
Jump.
There you go. You know.
Wow. It was worth the wait.
All the song pausing, all the pleading, the 1,000-word article in Radio Today, all of that. Now, Jamie, you saw we were desperate, didn't you?
Well, little bit.
We know when we are. Jamie, congratulations. That's kind of what we needed. So we are going to send you that bin sticker. Thank you for tuning into the show on 90s. Have a lovely day. We'll speak to you real soon.
And yourselves. Enjoy your day. Thanks.
Nice one. Thank you very much indeed, Jamie. And there'll be a chance for you to sing for your bin tomorrow morning. Maybe.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is 11 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. Here he is, Matty D and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on?
Well, an exciting culinary breakthrough. We've not been this excited on the Social Ammo desk since the Mexican chain reopened. Oh, that was so good, wasn't it? They did, what are they called again? I've forgotten their names.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Taco
mate.
Bell.
Taco Bell, that's
all right,
it. Taco Bell. I was excited, I'm not anymore.
No.
Yeah, yeah. This is how it is when you become 46, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Works. No, but the exciting news is the UK has opened its first ever drive-through Indian restaurant.
Oh, now that is exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is Taco Bell levels of excitement. I see what you mean.
Excitement. It's opened in Bolton. Disappointingly, it's not called Naan's on the Run. It's called it's called Chaiwala, which actually is quite a nice name. A traditional Indian jobber, a Chaiwala who would serve the tea. So you can drive through all day long in Bolton on Manchester Road, and you can have like all-day desi breakfast, sweet Bombay toast, aloo tiki burgers, a chili chip butty, and Mumbai mac and cheese. All just drive-through at your
restaurant. Sounds like very authentic traditional dishes there.
Sounds amazing, doesn't it?
I think I would drive-through, you get your poppadoms, and then when you're ready for your main, you queue up again. You just keep going around for each individual course.
Full experience, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Or even for the onion salad, and then around again for the sauce.
Just queue for each different course. That's the way forward.
Wow.
But so exciting, I'd love to go there.
Has no one ever done this before?
Why has no one done it? I don't know why no one's ever thought
of it.
It's
genius, isn't it? We fully endorse this.
Really good development. And then a lovely vintage clip of Bjork has gone viral. Dave, you spotted this the other day. It's lovely.
I'm first for your Icelandic pop pixie news. You know that, man.
Exactly. I can listen to Bjork talk all day. It's a clip, I vaguely remember it from many years ago. And I loved it then, and I still love it now. She took apart a TV and just talked about the inside of a TV. And it was at Christmas time. I don't know why it happened. I think it was for MTV. And she was wearing two watches in the video for some reason. No one knows why. But here's Bjork taking apart a television and talking us through it.
Hello. It is Christmas time and I'm sitting here by my TV. I've switched the TV off and now I want to see how it operates.
So she's pulling it apart.
This is what it looks like. This looks like a city, like a little model of a city. And all the houses which are here and streets. I remember being very scared.
It's ASMR, isn't it? Like really early.
It is. Yeah, an early form of ASMR. This is what the inside of a telly looks like, yeah.
An Icelandic poet told me this is millions and millions of little screens. Your head is very busy all the time to calculate and put it all together into one picture. And then, because you're so busy doing that, you don't watch very carefully what the program that you're watching is really about. And I became so scared to television that I always got headaches when I watched it. But then later on, when I got my Danish book on television,
don't touch that dial.
I stopped being afraid because I read The Scientific Truth, which is much better. You shouldn't let poets lie to you.
Do you know what we learned from this? You know what we learned from this? If I send you content for Social Ammunition at 11 p.m, make sure you listen to it first.
No, I love it.
Do you reckon our family were just like, we just want to watch the EastEnders Christmas special? Wow, what are we going to do?
Bjork, stop taking apart the television.
Yeah, but I mean, lovely stuff about the Icelandic poets there and the troubles she had watching TV as a youngster.
Wow.
You know, so I think we've all learnt something from
Have
Social Ammo today. Yeah.
Well, you can't remember the words Taco Bell.
I can't remember Taco Bell's. There's a drive-through Indian in Bolton.
Oh, hello.
And Bjork is amazing at describing the inside of tellies. That's your Social Ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And the way in which you can earn your shout-out this week on the show is our brand-new game called The Chicken or The Eggheads. Effectively, I have two tracks for you. To earn your shout-out, you need to tell me which was released first. And this morning, we are focused on all the goodness that we have to offer on Absolute Radio 70s. And we have what can only be described as a human settlement special.
Right.
We have a city and a village here.
Ah, okay.
These are your two songs. Here we go. London is brown and we've got London's Calling by The Clash. By the river. And we've got YMCA by The Village People.
Oh.
It's a city and a village. It's a human settlement special. But which was released first in the 1970s? Was it London's Calling by The Clash? Or was it The Village People, YMCA? I want your names. I want your answers. I want to know where you are. I want to know what you're doing. I want the shout-out that you would like me to read aloud on this award-winning breakfast show. Send the whole thing along to 8-12-15, and we'll be getting into it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Are your doors looking a bit worse for wear? Shop doors, handles and hinges and unlock your home's potential.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's Tuesday morning, you are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and just moments ago, I bought you the two clips from Absolute Radio 70s that make up today's edition of The Chicken or the Eggheads. Which of these two songs from the 70s was released first? The Clash, London's Calling. Or The Village People, YMCA. Now, I can reveal at this stage, there is just 1 year in it.
Right, OK.
Glenn, do you want to have a go?
I think The Clash came first.
Saying The Clash came first is... incorrect!
No!
YMCA by Village People was released in 1978 and The Clash London Calling was 79.
Oh, man.
Tough one today.
I thought they were both 80s, to be fair.
Anyone out there feeling bad, Emma's got your back.
Don't you worry,
Emma's got your back. So congratulations to Stu in Salisbury making Ethan's lunch again while swigging coffee. Ron from Hull getting ready for work. Derek en route to York to work on the railways. Lorraine in Harlow walking her dog Rocky. Yvonne, the home carer in Glasgow. Janice in Waddesdon rubbing her hair dry. And Amber looking forward to a day off today and making chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
What
awesome,
a day for
awesome.
It. Well done, everybody. The answer was The Village People, YMCA, which was released in 1978. And The Chicken or the Eggheads will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The time is 7:36. It's Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I want to spend some of our broadcast together today discussing underwhelmed kids. Hashtag ungrateful little so-and-so. Let's get it trending, yes. People. You know, you've planned big for your kids, your nieces, nephews, grandkids, godkids, whatever it may be. You've planned big. And I'm not talking about expense here either. I'm talking about the thought that you've maybe put into something where you are certain that they are going to love it, only for them to be totally underwhelmed. They're the stories I want to hear at 8, 12, 15. Because on Saturday, I took my four-year-old daughter to her first ever live football game.
Oh, what a
now,
moment.
Let me set the scene. Back in 2014, I was lucky enough to go to El Clasico. So that's Real Madrid versus Barcelona at Real Madrid at the Bernabeu, one of the most legendary football stadiums on earth. And I wanted my daughter, call her a Nepo baby, I wanted her to have a similar experience. I took her to Cholton Athletic versus Bolton Wanderers.
In League One,
one of the teams was wearing white.
Huge game.
That's where the comparison ends. I got us good seats. We're at the halfway line behind the dugout. A few seats up's really good.
Yeah.
Got there a little early, so we went into the club shop and I got her a little Cholton Athletic teddy bear, this little white fluffy thing with the badge on its tummy, which is really cute. I bought snacks. We sat down and I made sure she was going to be warm enough, of course. I know what you're all thinking. Dave, these are basic parenting things. So you made sure your child was warm and fed. Bravo. So we were sat there and we went 1-0 down. nearly straight away. So that's when I started watching Peppa Pig on my phone. And then Evie wanted to. Evie wanted to watch it as well. So she was pretty underwhelmed. Mm, she's watching stuff on her phone.
I can imagine, yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, come on now. I've got the teddy and I've got the snacks and we're going through the whole thing. And she starts to warm into it slightly. Mm. Anyway, cut to the walk home. We leave the Valley, the iconic Valley Football Stadium in my native Cholton in southeast London. We're leaving and I say to her, did you enjoy the football? She kind of nodding along enthusiastically. And I said, would you like to come with Daddy again? And she looked at me and she went, no thanks. Thanks.
Polite.
Yeah.
At least we've done a good job there.
Yeah.
The worst thing is Sarah Jane's a Manchester United fan, so now it's kind of over to her now.
Yeah. It's the same as Old Trafford, is it, really, I suppose?
I mean, I had a lovely time. Yeah. It was great. You know, it was so lovely to see everyone again and everyone's so friendly and it's a great atmosphere there. And, you know, I love them so, but no thanks.
Maybe if you get promoted from League One, she might be interested. Maybe the Championship's quite an exciting league, isn't it?
No, I don't think that was what the problem was.
Ouchie, ouchie and ouchie again, lads. Thank you. So totally underwhelmed. So let's make me feel better about myself, shall we? 8-12-15 is the number. Come and join in. Hashtag ungrateful little so-and-sos.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Your energy bills down with Knauf 100mm loft insulation rolls. Right now, £22.50. Shop in store or on the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
10 minutes past eight on your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, in many, many years from now, my daughter Evie, who at the moment is four, she's going to be sat round with a group of friends and the conversation will turn to the first ever football game that you went to. And she's going to say, oh, the first ever game I ever, ever went to was the classic League One fixture between Cholton Athletic and Bolton Wanderers. She was overwhelmed. But she'll learn. She'll learn to love the Reds.
She'll learn to appreciate it.
We lost as well, which didn't help.
That's all the issue was.
It's not a good start.
No. But anyway, you know, there was teddy bears and cakes and stuff. It's fine.
A friend of mine took his son to see the first Spurs game he'd ever been to. He's a big Spurs fan. And it was against Portsmouth in the Cup. And there was only one goal in the game. Harry Kane scored it.
Right.
And they were in the concourse getting drinks at half-time and were still in there. Oh. He missed the only goal of the game. Missed the only goal by his heel. And that was it. Nothing else happened.
They should get the players to do a live replay if you missed it. Can you just set it up again and do it?
Come on, he's eight.
Yeah.
Come on, Harry. Come on. Speaking of Harry's, this came in from Kev, who's on the M1. He says, Dave, I took my kids on the holiday of a lifetime to the USA and Canada. One afternoon, we went whale watching off Vancouver Island with our very own private tour guide.
Amazing.
An hour in, and the silence was broken as a humpback whale leapt majestically from the sea and in a beautiful arc, not 30 feet from our boat, disappeared under the crest of a wave. As it disappeared back into the ocean, I turned to my 8-year-old son, Harry, and I said, wow, what did you think of that? To hear his crushing response of, Dad, are there any more crisps?
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my goodness, Kev. Oh, my days. So we're talking underwhelmed kids on The Breakfast Show. The number to come and join in, which I urge you to do, as always, is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And we're spending a portion of the show discussing underwhelmed kids, whether you've planned big. And we don't mean from a financial point of view. We mean maybe, you know, you had those dreams and aspirations at seeing their little faces when you delivered whatever it was. And your child, your niece, your nephew, your grandkids, your godkids, whatever it may be, they have been, well, hashtag ungrateful little so-and-sos. There's another word for it. Listen to this from Jackie in High Wycombe. Morning, Dave and the team. Took my 8-year-old grandson to a theme park for his birthday. We had a great day on all the rides. We left to go home. I asked him if he'd had a great day, and he replied to me, his nan, Nah, not really.
What?
Oh. Come on, at least play along.
Yeah, at least lie.
Dave, at London 2012, the Olympic torch did the tour and came past our house. I had a couple of my son's friends round to see this historic event. The big moment arrived, fanfares, the lot, and the torch came past the house. My youngest son turned to me and said, "Is that it?" I didn't even run with it, Dad.
Is that it?
My goodness. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
with Wix. Unlock your home's potential and shop their latest offers on doors, like the Geneva Oak interior door. Was £93, now £80. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It is 8:35 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is the 31st of January, which of course means 3 years since Brexit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Matt Dyson's 78th birthday today.
Yes, very good.
Happy
very good.
Birthday, Matt Dyson. Yes. Let's have a round of applause for
Matt. You for that. It's weird having your birthday on transfer deadline day and tax deadline
day. Oh, yeah.
So you get a sense of dread and a sense of excitement. And it's your birthday.
Well, as it's your birthday, let me attach myself to the electrons. Yeah, go on, yeah, go they're on, all then. Yours.
There you go.
Oh, no, she didn't!
What's happened to it?
I'm not going to let you keep myself my own breakfast show, not even on your birthday. Matt Dyson, as it's your birthday, yes. We thought we would take a little listen back to your best bits. OK, here we go.
An exciting culinary breakthrough. We've not been this excited on the social ammo desk since the Mexican chain reopened. Oh, that was so good, wasn't it? They did, what are they called again? I've forgotten their name.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Right, there we go. Matt's best bit. Forgetting the name of a Mexican
I'm
restaurant.
So glad we relived that.
Earlier on
when
this
you
morning.
Get to 78.
No, not really. We do have a compilation. You're going to love this for
really?
Your birthday.
Oh, no.
This is a compilation of Matt Dyson's drunk.
Yes.
This is where we've slowed everything down half speed. Matt's my favourite bits that Matt's delivered. This is the best of. Are you ready?
Oh,
here we go.
Last one's at the bar.
An interesting article, an introduction to running around games.
What?
In the UK, so many different names. Tig, tag, tug, tick, dab, tap. Did you ever play? We played Derby Round the Hut, where you just played it, but running around the hut. Imagine a large field of breasts.
What?
Ladies' breasts what? That you can push in and out. This is what she
what
said to her sister, right? She was a very open woman. So they said, all right, this sounds like a bit of an out there idea, but we'll create a carpet of nipples. Oh, you're so beautiful. I love you. I love you so much. Here's a kiss. It's lovely, isn't it? You're going to be here tomorrow. I'll see you again tomorrow.
Matt Dyson, ladies and gentlemen!
What was that field of nipples about? When was that?
I was so wasted.
I don't think it was.
Was that a private recording from Matt's
house? That's so weird. That was very weird. Yes, wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I really need to go now.
Will you be here tomorrow?
I'm off to that big field of nipples that I mentioned earlier.
I vaguely remember it, yeah. I think it was a theme park somewhere, wasn't it? I think.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
We love
wow,
you.
Wow.
We love you. Have a great day.
I'm not staying till closing time. I must start speaking quicker.
Evie made you a birthday
cake. Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah.
So enjoy.
Cheers.
And thanks for all the memories.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Time to refresh the doors in your home. Do it for less and shop the latest offers in-store and online. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:51 on your Tuesday morning. I've got to squeeze a few more of these in. Underwhelmed kids. Hashtag ungrateful little so-and-sos. Wow. We nearly got that trending.
Yeah.
Dave, I once showed my daughter Maisie, who's 9, a video of me in my old band back when I was a teenager. After watching it, she just turned to me and said, "So it all went wrong pretty early on then."
No. Oh, my God.
George from Essex. "Dave, my daughter's 3rd birthday was last week," says Neil in Staffordshire. "Well, happy birthday. And I had this idea that I would gift her an Aston Villa shirt every birthday from the age of 1 to 18. On the back, Isla 1, Isla 2, Isla 3, and so on. Imagine my disappointment when after only 3 years, she said to me, 'Oh, Daddy, not another Aston Villa shirt.'" Neil says he was certain he could have got into double figures.
I don't blame her, really. It was more of a present for Neil than for her, wasn't it?
"Dave and the team, my daughter was about 5 and we'd spent all day decorating the house for Christmas. It was a winter wonderland, everything carefully placed. We did the big switch on and as the fairy lights twinkled in her beautiful eyes, I said, 'What do you think, babe?' Her response... That's better than nothing, I suppose." "Nice one," says Jen in Liverpool. "Thank you, one and all, for sharing your tales of overwhelmed kids. Really do appreciate it."
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, look at that. Another edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. And to those of you who took the time to get in touch, I really do appreciate it. You made for quite the special broadcast, but then again, you always do. So, Matt Dyson, what are we going to call the podcast? You've got 5 suggestions today.
Okay, yeah, let's have a look.
The bell rang on the following events. The first event was Bjork, stop taking the television apart.
It's a lovely bit of social ammo, that, where she was looking inside a television at the circuit boards and stuff, describing them in a beautiful way.
It's a human settlement special.
That was the game of chicken or egg heads, wasn't it?
Ouchie, ouchie, and thrice ouchie again, lads.
Was that when we were having a go at League One football, I think?
Yes, it was. So, yeah, yes, it was. Yeah. It's one step away from,
An underwhelmed child, I think that was it, who said, yay.
Are there any more crisps?
Another underwhelmed child, but a very nice line that you don't want to ruin in the podcast title, I suppose. So maybe we should go with Bjork, stop taking the television apart.
100%. Yeah. 100%, because now we've got Hedwig really let herself go and Bjork stopped taking the television apart as the two podcasts to start a brand new week. So, coming up next, news on how we can make you a winner. And that is exactly what we are going to do today. We've got £42,000 set aside and you're going to get details on how we guarantee that somebody is going to win. As for us, well, we'll return tomorrow morning live from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.